Welcome to Kick-Ass Radio, hosted by Jo Sainsbury, founder of Kick-Ass Women. Join Jo over the next hour as she shares stories and conversations that are both inspiring and empowering. Having spent over 30 years in the corporate sector, Jo Sainsbury kicked off her heels and became a coal train driver working in the rail and mining industry. It has been her goal ever since to empower and support women who are considering a career change into an industry role, making the transition as smooth as possible. Jo is a walking, talking success story of how taking the plunge into industry can open up a world of opportunity. And you can do it too. If you're a woman working in industry or considering a career change, this is the radio station for you. Let's get into this episode of Kick-Ass Radio.
Hey there, Glowgetters. Welcome to the Kick-Ass Radio Show. Am I excited for today's show? You bet your kick-ass I am. Today, we are challenging the mindset and getting geeky and diving into data science. So when you hear news about AI and machine learning, it might be easy to assume it has nothing to do with you. You might imagine that AI is only something the big tech giants are focusing on and that AI or machine learning doesn't impact your everyday life. In reality, AI and ML, machine learning, is encountered by most of us from the time it wakes us up in the morning until going to bed at night. And our guest today is just one kick-ass woman that has been making waves in the realm of data science, AI and machine learning, and generally has a lot to do with the Internet of Things. Our amazing guest today is Meghna, data scientist and founder of ConvertDial, an AI-based platform making it easy to convert customers and get more sales for your products and service-based businesses. You are listening to the Kick-Ass Radio Show, Kickstart, where we talk about all things women working in non-traditional roles in varied male-dominated industries, and I tell you how it is. I'm your host, Jo Sainsbury, the Glow Getter. I hope we can keep you in good company over the coming hour. A huge shout out to all the women working out on track and on site today all over the globe. Stay safe and have a fantastic day or night shift. And this might also be a good time to give you a warning that today's show may and does contain some adult language. Okay, let's get into it and meet our guest. Welcome to the show, Meghna.
Thanks for having me, Jo.
And look, firstly, I'd like to thank you for coming on to Kick-Ass Radio and for sharing some of your valuable time with us. I know we're going to learn a lot from you today. So let's just first find out, tell us a bit about yourself and how you become to where you are today in being a founder of this great innovative platform.
Oh, thanks for having me, Jo. Well, yeah, you know, I've had a long career in data science for over 10 years, but it really just started out because I used to always enjoy solving puzzles, you know, and I had an interest in math and not really knowing where else that would take me. I did just automatically enter the STEM pathway in university. I tried a few things out and found something I liked. And that's really where it all began from. And you know, university was a place that really opened my eyes to the world of coding and all the possibilities, the numerous ways it's actually part of our life, exactly like you said earlier. And that's really where it all began for me.
All right. And like your bio reads like a glossary. You have such a broad and vast knowledge and experience base. So what led you to actually pursue a career in STEM? Like really, you know, I've been a big advocate for young girls to pursue careers in STEM nowadays, but if you're saying you've got 10 years plus experience, that was pretty unheard of or unseen, you know, back 10 years ago for a woman to actually pursue a career in STEM. So what led you down that path?
Well, I was definitely encouraged a lot by my family, and they knew I had an aptitude for numbers. I had an interest in it, and they encouraged me to pursue whatever I was the most interested in. And in fact, I actually started off studying a science degree in university. And I did the first year of the degree, and you know, I found that I wasn't quite enjoying it as much. There was lots of memorizing, lots of complicated medical diagrams and long names for, you know, funny things. And I thought, you know, I do like this world and I like this space, but maybe not science. Maybe I should think about more of a math bent of it. And that's when I switched over to engineering. So definitely, you know, there was a lot of encouragement from the family, but I also had an interest before that. And when I was growing up, you know, we did not have exposure to things like coding when I was younger or in school. So I really encountered it for the first time only when I went into university. And I found that so fascinating.
And that's exactly right. It's a whole new world. And as I said, I've just started. I've done two subjects now, and it really gets you in. And I think now, like, well, for my age, I wish I had known more about it, you know, in my younger days. But I definitely encourage the younger girls to pursue these fields. So what actually is, or what does a data scientist do? What do you actually do?
Well, data science is a really broad field. You know, it includes everything from mathematics and statistics. There's programming, there's analytics, and, you know, there's lots of big words, and they may sound a little scary or a little dull even. But, you know, at the core of it, what a data scientist is really trying to do is to get insights and knowledge from data. And that's what it comes down to. And things like machine learning, AI, analytics, they're all techniques that different data scientists use. And there might be a perception that we're doing lots of report running and number crunching, and it's all staring at numbers in a screen. But, you know, it's really more than that. We're actually predicting the future and solving real world problems. And I can give you some examples that are, you know, very relevant to our everyday life. You know, everything from the weather forecast. That's a great example of data science in action. You know, the brains behind it are taking large volumes of data and predicting fairly accurately what the weather is going to look like. And what you get is, you know, on your app or on the screen on TV, but, you know, there's so much work and science that goes on behind it. It's really clever. And there's even advancements in the field of medicine. There's work being done by researchers where they use algorithms to detect cancers in x-rays. It's used in fraud detection in banks, and even the delivery driver who's dropping packages off at your door. There's an algorithm that's optimizing his route to make sure he's doing it quickly and efficiently. So it's not just numbers on the screen. There's lots of real world applications that you can actually see every single day.
And I think, and that's right, because everyone doesn't associate or don't realize how AI is so embedded in our lives. And like I said, it's from the time we wake up in the morning, you know, we're using facial recognition with our phones, our smartphones, to, you know, open and unlock our phones. It's, you know, we're setting alarms with them. We're using the voice assistants on them, GPS systems, everything in our home. You know, you've got the Google boxes in your home, Alexa, Siri, everything in our lives. You know, we can set our air conditioning remotely in our homes now. You know, on our way home from work, we can tell our air conditioning at home to start up. So surprisingly, that's right. AI and machine learning is really embedded into society and into our lives. And I don't think we could survive without it nowadays. It's so much, you know, of the future, and particularly of the future workplace.
So, agree. I think it's something we don't, you know, realize or acknowledge, is that there's so much data out there. And in many ways, that's great for people who are thinking of a career in this industry, because the more data there is, the more complex it is, the more smart people we need to help us unlock the mysteries of it. So, and that's it's a growing field.
And it is. And in the generation today that have grown up, and that's all they know is, you know, technology, the digitization world. They are the future entrepreneurs, leaders, researchers. So, and they're the experts of it. Like, you know, a three-year-old knows their way around an iPad better than me. And it is. It just,
yeah, they definitely do.
They do. It's very alarming and surprising, but that's their world, and they need to get more interested in it in a professional sense and pursue careers in all of those avenues. So with your 10-year plus experience now, you've spread your wings, so to speak, and you've applied your knowledge and experience and become very innovative and created this AI platform. So tell us about ConvertDial and what it's all about, how it works, and what you're hoping to achieve with it.
So I initially got the idea for ConvertHub because I was working on an e-commerce business, and I realized that I build these, you know, really fun tools, and there's lots of smart people working on interesting problems for big clients. And there was really this trend and momentum around using data to study and predict customer behavior. And you're seeing great results, and it was really critical to the success and differentiation for some brands, but very expensive and very inaccessible for smaller and medium businesses. So the technology was expensive, skills were expensive, and it wasn't something feasible for, you know, your everyday e-commerce business owner who's really trying to grow their business to access something this critical. So that's really where ConvertHub came from. And I felt like I could build something that would apply the same principles, but could be simpler, more automated, more affordable, and really tailored towards growing businesses. So we could bring some really critical insights down at a more affordable cost. So that's really where the idea for ConvertHub came from. And the way it works is that ConvertHub actually plugs into a store's sales and marketing data. And what it's doing is using these machine learning algorithms, a few different ones, to start reverse engineering what are the behaviors and actions from a customer perspective that are going to lead to a sale. So what we can do then is we can use that insight and we build these models that can then start predicting pretty well which customers are going to shop next or shop soon. And conversely, at the other end of the scale, we can also identify customers that we think are at risk of being lost from your business. So what that means is that once you start understanding what your customer is likely to do next, you can start taking action now to make sure that you're retaining them or attracting them or, you know, turning them into a sale, and really focusing your attention where it's needed. So that's really how ConvertHub works. And I did all the ML and AI behind it. I did it myself. So it's been a 12-month journey and lots of testing and prototyping to get to it. And really, we're still very young, but my my goal for ConvertHub is that it's the go-to platform when it comes to predictive insights for e-commerce stores. And we're in early days yet, but we're seeing great results, and you know, it's going really well.
And so when we're talking about that, so is it just for a product-based businesses, or can it be for a service-based business?
Currently, it's only product-based e-commerce stores, but we do have plans to expand it to a lot more deeper predictive insights, and at a future date also applicable to things like subscription-based businesses or even some services or trades-type businesses. That's all in the future roadmap. For the moment, we're working quite closely with e-commerce stores.
E-commerce. And when we're talking about e-commerce, so is that like the likes of Shopify?
Exactly.
PayPal?
Yeah, we work all with Shopify.
Anything
that you can sell online. And online. The reason we started with that is because there's been like a really big boom in people selling online and businesses moving online. The platforms to sell online are very good. They're really, you know, easy to set up. Their data is well structured. So e-commerce businesses are in this funny position where there's so much data available. It's good quality data. It's clean. It's structured. You know, it's reliable. But the tools to actually unlock the insights from the data are still a little bit limited. There's reporting tools and things out there, but you know, there's a lot of onus on the business owner to know how to use them or have someone set it up for them. And still there's that question of, okay, so I can see some reports or I can see some charts, but what do I do with this information? And that's the gap that I want to try and address.
I was just about to say, so as a business owner, like, yes, trying to understand these analytics and the reporting, do you make that easier, obviously, for them? You know, you're providing reports and highlighting those gaps and
we're focusing very much on print. Yeah, we're focusing very much on what's coming in the future. So what can your business do now to prepare for the future and what your customers are likely to do in the future? And that's where we're starting with. So we've got lots of plans to expand it out to more types of reports, reach more people, work with businesses of different sizes. And, you know, we're getting really great feedback from all our customers and testers. And it's really kind of helping us just validate that, you know, there's a need and a hunger really for some insights in an industry that's just normally been not well serviced for.
And not a lot of like general business owners would actually be thinking of using this kind of resource to improve their productivity, their selling opportunities, and building their customer base.
Yeah. So I think it's better. Sorry to interrupt.
You're right. No,
I
you're
was
right.
going to say, I think it's become so much better in recent years, and everyone has become so much more data aware, not just in the thoughts of privacy, but also how can I use this for myself? How can this make my life better or help my customers better? And there's so much eagerness and interest, and it's really, really lovely to see because there's so much work that goes behind the scenes that is often not visible, but having that genuine interest from businesses of all sorts, all products and service industries are asking, what do I do with data? How do I use it? What do I make of it? And that opens opportunities for not just us, but everybody who works in this industry.
And that's right. And also, I think, you're probably seeing competitors of businesses, they're probably looking at it and thinking, oh, how can they be doing so much better than we are? And unbeknownst to them, they could be using resources like your own, like ConvertDial, and that's giving them the upper edge on their revenue and their return on
Yeah,
investment.
it's absolutely clear that a lot of businesses that are doing successfully are using data, and not just in the form of ConvertDial, but there's many other ways to use data for your business. Whether they're using data to improve their ads and their targeting, or whether they're just being really good at picking up on trends or tracking customers, a lot of businesses that are doing well are doing so because they're really interrogating the data and using it.
And it's like, the importance of business acumen in every sector, gathering the data, structuring the data, and utilizing the data, as you said, effectively. And that extends much further. And it is particularly for those reasons, that they do need to utilize these resources for their own best interest and for the interest of their business. So with a business wanting to set up and register with you, what do they need to do? Do they need to set up an account and have a consultation with you first?
You can if you're a business that uses Shopify, you can jump onto our website straight away at convertdial.com and get signed up. We do offer a 14-day free trial, but you're welcome to contact me on LinkedIn or via email, and I'm happy to do a consult. I generally do one for most of our clients anyway. I like to try and understand a bit more about their business,
Business, yeah.
and make sure it's a good fit for them, but also help them get the most out of it. So you can reach out to me via email, just hello@convertdial.com, or just directly on LinkedIn, and I'm happy to chat anytime.
So when we're talking about you getting to know their business better, you're going to personalize it, particularly for the makeup of their business and the product that they're selling. So how do you target their market? Just by previous sales? Do they give you previous sales reports or information?
Yeah, well, actually, it's very simple because what we do is we get the business owner to just connect their Shopify store to ConvertDial, and it's just a couple of clicks. You connect your sales data from Shopify, your email marketing data from either Klaviyo or Mailchimp. It only takes a couple of clicks. There's no, code to install or complicated things to do, and then everything else is taken care of by ConvertDial. We pull all the data, we clean it, we match it. We build these predictive models, and then we produce the results that are available on a dashboard. We sync it back with your email marketing tool so that you can use it effectively in all your campaigns. And everything's customized to a store. So, the beauty of things like machine learning models is that they're fitted to be to suit the business in particular. So it's always customized to your store. And it's always checked for accuracy. That's another thing we can always do to make sure it's as accurate as we can get it. And if it's not accurate or we're not able to fit it to your store, it's generally because there's not enough data. Your store might be really young, or you might not be doing a lot of marketing activity potentially. So in that case, I just let the business owners know that it's a little bit early for their store, and that we can definitely help them in a few months' time.
Build it up. And it's now more than ever that businesses need to capitalize on real-time analytics. And technology is advancing, meaning that it is going to be easier to gather and analyze the data and create the visibility, which means making more money and selling more products, doesn't it?
Yeah, Well, definitely. And you know, your competitors are probably doing it. They're probably
That's
looking
right.
at ways to capitalize on data, and it is extremely competitive in every industry, but especially so in e-commerce, it's difficult to be heard and to be seen. So any type of insight you get, whether it's from ConvertDAO or some other apps and products, or your own, you know, industry knowledge as well, every bit of insight you can get is very much needed right now.
And that's right. And technology is out there. Like, we have lots of e-personal assistants, don't we, through software on our computers, on our phones, that's all effectively helping us. So by using ConvertDAO, yeah, you're definitely going to be focusing on, you know, answering those key objectives of your business and managing it more effectively and profitably. So what do you think now that you've come this far in ConvertDAO? Is there anything that's really challenging for you in getting the platform to be more visible for yourself and getting the exposure to it and the benefits of it out there to everybody?
Yes, so many things. We're still a pretty small team, and the app is very new. We've been very much focused on building and testing it to make sure it works. And so now that it's out there, it's working, it's doing really well. My focus right now is on growing the brand and building partnerships. But we're a small team, and so it's still incredibly busy, and there's so many things to do. So really, it's around kind of prioritizing and finding, you know, the most valuable things that I can spend my time on that really help grow the business. So that's the next stage of growth for us.
Yes. All right. And so when we talk about your platform, you said you've created it and developed it all yourself. So you've actually written the program yourself.
Yes.
Now that's amazing.
Yes, I have. I wrote all the machine learning myself. Tested it and did some proof of concept prototyping before we went ahead and built it. And I do have a developer on the team who built the app itself. And I did all the AI behind it. It's been really interesting as a challenge to, you know, can I do this? I think I can do this, to get to the point where, wow, it's there, it works. it's been quite the journey.
And so in saying that, what's the ultimate that you want to achieve with ConvertDAO?
I mean, I really want ConvertDAO to be a leader in predictive insights, especially for the e-commerce space. And more than that, I just want businesses that are using ConvertDAO to be able to see really clear gains and value for their business. So I like working very closely with all our initial first kind of group of customers. I'm very close with all of them. You know, I test things out regularly with them. I always have a bit of a sounding board and a tech test, and it really helps to have that kind of support along the way. So I know that everything I'm building and every feature I'm developing is definitely suited to our customers.
Definitely. Oh, we wish you all the best in that.
Thank
now, can I ask you, we've already touched on it a little bit earlier, but as I said, I'm an advocate for the young women to pursue these careers in STEM. So if a young woman was thinking about it, you know, there's lots of avenues, as we said, like coding, there's, you know, the gaming, there's lots of technology out there. Do they need to actually go to university to start to get into any of this, into these fields? Do you
I
need
think
to-
in traditionally... Sorry. Traditionally, a lot of employers did ask for university degrees, and it still, I think, does help to have a university degree because it what the degree gives you is that kind of foundational learning in a lot of skills and tools. But that said, it's not a prerequisite. There are many courses you can do that are shorter, that are very introductory, but they're hands-on and they condense quite a lot of information into you know, a few months. And they're really a good way to dip your toe in.
So is that in relation to the likes of being introduced to the language like Python and all of that kind of information?
Exactly. There's courses that are kind of more broad data science courses. So they'll teach you a little bit of SQL, a bit of Python, some visualization. They'll touch on the number of skills that many employers will look for. They're a great starting point. But there are also courses that you can do, say, from Google's AI platform. They have a number of free courses, actually. Anybody can go and start listening to the videos and have a play around. You can access some of their platform for free. So that's a really great place to start. And just to just get started and see whether this is something you really enjoy, because some people will find that they really enjoy the coding side of it. Others will find that they actually enjoy working more on the visualization side of it, or, you know, neither. Maybe you just like to kind of do the solution design, but not as involved. So there are many options once you're in to shape your career. And given that it's such a growing industry and market, there's opportunities to try different things out, you know, before you find the thing that really makes you excited.
And I did find a statistic, like they were saying, it's alluring opportunities now. It is a $38 billion market, and it is expected to reach $140 billion by 2025. And we know, as we said, the way society, the way the world is working towards the future is AI and machine learning. It's already here and now. I know in my industry, in the mining and the rail industry and that, we have a lot of autonomous trucks and trains coming along. So all that's, it's still new, but it is being developed, and there's lots of expansion and development there. And there is lots of calling for all these new technical careers and jobs, and there is going to be lots more opportunity out there because we need the experts like yourselves to continue on and to continue creating and innovating, because that's where it's all got to lead to. And that's what we're all going to have to rely on, all of this.
I agree completely. And you know, if there's one thing that you had to pick to say, you know, what should I do to start a career or explore the space, I would definitely say coding of some sort. It's hard to get away from a coding, whether it's database type SQL coding or things like Python or any other kind of, you know, machine learning data science tools. Coding tends to be a part of most jobs at some point. You know, you cut your teeth on coding is usually the first things you do when you finish university and you start working and you get stuck into it. So I'd say if there was one thing you wanted to try and see, is this for me? Do something quite simple. There are simple courses that are one-day courses that do introductory to Python. There's free resources, plenty of free resources online you can work through. I would definitely recommend starting there.
And that's, you know, maybe the education system needs to consider starting introducing these types of education programs into high school and give the, you know, the students a taste of what it's like there, and then they can progress from there if they're interested in it. If they want to pursue it, they've already had a little bit of a taster. So, yes, definitely start in an area like coding. Okay, then, Meghna, I said we were going to have a little break, but we didn't because we've kept talking, but that's fine. Do you want to, have you got anything else to say to the listeners or anything to offer, anything special with ConvertDial that you'd like to put out there?
I think if you are interested in data science as a career or you want to know how you can use it in your business, just connect with me on LinkedIn or drop me an email. I always love to talk on the subject. You probably won't be able to shut me up. So I'm definitely open to it. Just do reach out and I'm always happy to have a chat.
No, that sounds good. And we'll put all your links up in our show notes. But no, we'll close off and we'll wrap it up. It's been a great conversation to have. And as I said, something that I've really enjoyed. I'm starting to get my teeth into it a little bit more, mainly because it is the future of work. It's going to be definitely part of my future workplace. And I'd like to know a little bit more about it and how it all works and how I can work alongside with it and work with it. So it's definitely a topic that needs to be discussed more and openly, and particularly for businesses, they need, you know, business acumen is unconditional, and the intelligence to both identify and prevent risks is compulsory. And as you said, that's what ConvertDial is all about. So data-driven decision-making processes, predictive analytics, and being a strong orator, I think, to convey your findings to a wider audience, that's what you can offer to customers. I think that's a great service and great innovation that you've created. So congratulations for that. We wish you all the best. And we can only recommend that e-commerce businesses give your services a visit and have a chat to you.
But thank you so much. It's been great being on the show. Thanks so much for having me. It's a topic that's very close to my heart, and I'd love to see more girls choose STEM in school and university, and we need more of us out there.
We do, definitely do. All right then, Meghna, thanks very much. We'll hope to catch up with you again a little earlier in next year, and we'll see how far ConvertDial has come.
Definitely.
What other new innovations you'll have for us?
I'd love to be on again. Thank you, Jo.
Thank you. All right then, hang around, Meghna. We'll just have a little wrap up, and we'll talk to you again later on.
Great. Thank you.
Hi, Glowgetters. We're Brenjo's Earthmoving, a professional earthmoving business specialising in a range of infrastructure works across a variety of industries, located in Mackay, Queensland. Here at Brenjo's, we're a family-owned company backed by an incredible team. We've seen firsthand the incredible benefits that come from promoting and supporting a diverse workplace. We're so proud to be sponsoring Kick-Ass Radio and Kick-Ass Women's Mission to support women entering into non-traditional roles and careers.
Well, that's it, guys. I do hope you've enjoyed our show and our guest. A very big special thank you to Meghna from ConvertDial. So much valuable information with us, and I hope you've all found it, you know, to be inspiring, and it gives you something to ponder and think about. Data science is evolving at a lightning speed, and that's what makes the role of these data scientists and careers and business entrepreneurs like Meghna has created her own business. It's delving into professions that, like we said, we haven't really talked about in years gone by. They're only becoming more prevalent now because that's the way of our future. So as Meghna said, start your journey by perfecting the basics, trialing them, having a go, experimenting, and seeing if you're liking it. So as always, I really appreciate you listening and giving me your time for the show. You can find more information on the episode and about Meghna and ConvertDial in the show notes or on our social media pages. And I look forward to talking to you next week with our next guest, Sandy Davies from Happy Paws. All right then, keep in touch. Thanks for all. You've been a great audience again today. It's not goodbye, it's see you later, and stay safe and well. POSCOMs, keep in touch. Go on, get your glow on. Become a glow getter.
Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Kick-Ass Radio, where we kick goals and deliver empowering conversations for women. Want to hear more from Kick-Ass Women and Jo Sainsbury? Visit the Kick-Ass Women website or follow Kick-Ass Women on Facebook, LinkedIn, and Instagram. See you on the next episode of Kick-Ass Radio.